And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is going well. And joining me in studio from Skank Insurance, we have Gary and Charles Skank. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, we're doing great. And there's a couple of scriptures on my mind. In Proverbs, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. And then in Matthew 6, I think it's chapter 33, Christ says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto you. So I just wanted to emphasize that Christ is the most important thing. And on the way down here this morning, I was reminded of a message that impacted my life a lot. And the message, the basic text was, failure don't have to be final. Failure don't have to be final. You know, you have a little child trying to learn how to walk. They fall down. You encourage them to get up and try again. They fall down. Kid to learn how to ride a bike or learn how to swim. You encourage them to keep trying. So failure don't have to be final, even in adults' spiritual walk. So be encouraged.
Absolutely, and that's a good one to live by, because we all fail every day. We just got to basically get back up, dust ourselves off, and keep on going.
Right.
All right.
Or maybe it's mud sometimes.
Yes, mud, and that's a little hard to get off. That's a little harder to get off, but we'll just wash that out. So, yeah. All right, well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning. We definitely look forward to seeing you guys every week, and actually now we do see you twice a week now. On Mondays and Fridays, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. But kind of what is going on with you guys as of right now?
Well, good morning, Kyle. We're excited. We have an open house that's going on today, starting at
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
In Coffeyville.
Right here.
Don't go to Independence and expect treats down there.
That's right. It's going to be here in Coffeyville.
Come to Coffeyville.
We're going to have a ribbon cutting with the chamber, and we just want to invite everybody to drop by and just drop in, even if you just stop in for a minute or two or longer, whatever you wish. Come and see our new place. Come and tell us hi. We'll be glad, looking forward to seeing you guys.
And Charlie, we actually got 3 gift cards to give away.
Oh, great. Awesome.
3 gift cards.
So there's going to be a drawing.
Yeah.
Put your name in.
Yeah.
And, that's exciting.
Right.
That's exciting.
3 gift cards.
So our goal with this is for people just to come in and
kick the tires, get acquainted a little bit.
Right, right. And our overall goal for this office is a place to meet people that's more local than Independence, that's more close to for people that live here in Coffeyville. And we just want to invite you as you are all the things that we handle. It's people in retirement, people approaching retirement, and various other needs. We want you to feel free to call us up. The number there is 236-6930, 236-6930. We're at 802 West 8th right there. And we want you to feel free to call us, make an appointment, drop in, and just come and see what we're about.
You know, Charlie, back there in the day, people went and visited the Bender Mounds.
Right.
And they didn't leave. But, you know, we've never had anybody come in our office that didn't actually was able to, but they could leave. But
that's
those Bender
right.
guys, they kind of kept their victims.
That's right. That's right. We're a big step up from that, I guess. Yeah. You could say that for
yeah.
sure.
So you're safe coming to see us.
That's right.
We're not going to hurt you.
That's right. That's right. So we just want to invite everybody to that. Another thing is Kyle alluded to, we have a new show on Mondays at this about the same time. We've been doing Friday for about 18 months or so, and we're looking forward to this opportunity that we have to talk and meet on Mondays.
You're looking forward to seeing Kyle twice a week?
That's right. That's right. He's a friendly face. And so our Friday crowd that listens to us might not listen to us on Monday and vice versa. So please check catch us on our Monday show. And along that same line, We have a text number that we've set up. It's 620-332-6878. So 332-6878. And that has been set up solely for you guys to text us comments, questions, ideas, things that maybe that you need to hear us talk about, maybe subjects that could benefit you, or maybe just a hard question that you don't have the answer to that that you need help with. And feel free to text that to us. I can't promise you how soon exactly that we'll get to, but 620-332-6878.
Well, if that text comes in this morning, we'll do our best to answer it while we're here on the radio. And if we don't know the answer, we'll do our best to get the answer.
Yeah, yeah. You might make us do our research, so we'll put our thinking caps on. But please do text us. There's one other thing. Last week, a week ago Friday, we had Jason Crow from the prescription shop on, and we raised the need for CPAP machines. And I relayed, Dad, how you had helped me a couple of years ago when I was struggling to sleep and not getting enough sleep. And you said, try this CPAP machine that I have in my closet. Try it out. And it has changed my life.
Right.
It has changed my life. And you've told me before that you can't sleep without one.
No. I can't.
Funny story. One time you were in Branson and you got there, realized you didn't have a CPAP machine.
You think it was funny. It might have been funny from your perspective.
Right, but right.
I got there and I didn't have my CPAP machine, and I knew I either had to go home or find a CPAP machine. And I went on the marketplace and found a guy that actually refurbished and sold CPAP machines, and he brought one to the motel, and I bought it.
That's awesome.
Because I might as well, I just couldn't have slept without it.
Right, right.
So, and let me say this, if you're waking up tired all the time and you can't sleep, you may need a CPAP machine and not even realize it. But it has changed my life a bunch.
Awesome.
So, but you raised that question last week because there's a need for a CPAP machine.
There's a shortage. There's a very urgent,
dire need for CPAP machines.
And so if you have one in your closet just collecting dust.
Maybe your father had one and he passed away. Maybe your mom had one, she passed away. Whatever.
Right. Or maybe you got one and it really wasn't for you. And maybe you've lost weight. Maybe things have changed where your circumstances, where you no longer need it. Don't let it just continue to collect dust.
Are you saying only fat people need CPAP machines?
No.
Well, maybe you lost weight and you don't need it.
Well, some people, their health changes and maybe the need wasn't so severe.
Okay.
And so there is cash available for those, for the right models especially. And any model, we have a package of Coffeeville coffee from the Coffeeville Coffee Company. We have a package of coffee for anybody that brings one in. And for the right model, the prescription shop will pay cash for those models. So please, I know it's easy just to let it continue to collect dust, but bring it in.
So and they could take it to the prescription shop, too.
They could take it there.
Right.
They could take it by our office in Independence or Coffeeville. So please be mindful of that.
But if they want cash, Charlie, they need to take it to the prescription shop. We don't have cash, do we?
Well, that's they're going to know the models that are, to be bought there. So that would be the best. And they have, I believe, they have coffee to give for anyone that brings one in as well. So.
And that's some good coffee there. So
that's right.
homemade coffee. You cannot beat that right here in Coffeeville. Well, guys, currently 8:25. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. 1 minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll continue our program. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday afternoon here in Southeast Kansas.
Make sure that you are receiving all the benefits possible.
That's true. The two people that are driving this is Doug Harlan and Donnie Reynolds, and they just have a passion, and we've had them here on the radio a couple different times, and I think they've been here in the studio besides other times. They just have a real passion for veterans and the struggle that a lot of veterans have, and they are veterans themselves, and they just, the suicide rate just blew their mind, and they just wanted to try to minimize the emotional drama and the financial burden of a lot of veterans that there's benefits out there that they can enjoy and that they've earned by, but they need to apply for them. And the good thing about this event, Charlie, is there's going to be claims folks there, people that can help expedite and people that can help file claims. And maybe you have a claim pending that's been pending for weeks. There's somebody there that can help look at that situation and see what's going on. And Charlie, I'd say this, I don't know whether you know this or not, but we had a couple in the office last week. They got laid off at a place, and they was trying to apply for unemployment and trying to apply for unemployment, and they couldn't get anywhere and couldn't get anywhere. And we spent about 30 minutes with them, and we filed some paperwork, and they had a phone call in 3 days. They had a phone call in 3 days, and they couldn't get anybody to talk to them. We know some buttons to push.
Some resources.
Things. Yeah, we have some resources that we can help people to solve some of those problems. And we didn't charge that couple for anything.
No.
We just provided them some assistance. And so we want to be looked at as a resource. Your next HR person.
That's right.
We want to be looked at as a resource. You don't pay your HR person now, and you aren't going to pay us a separate fee now either. So,
yeah, we love to solve problems. We love to help people go from chaos to clarity and not have to, you know, put some of those things behind us. Sometimes people come in, they say, I've been on hold for hours. I've been trying to get answers. And my first thought is, I am so sorry. I wish you would have come to us first. We'll set on hold for people. We'll do things. And sometimes we might even know things that maybe you don't know because you deal with it maybe once and we deal with it all the time. And so if you have something like that, please talk to us, and we're glad to help people.
So, Charlie, if they want to text a question or a comment, it's 620-332-6878. 620-332-6878.
That's right. And if we can't get to it today, we'll get to it Monday. And even if you think of something over the weekend, just shoot it to us, and we will be glad to address it best that we can.
Now, Charlie, our office in Independence is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, there by Newton's True Value, and it's 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800.
That's
the
right.
Office here.
We're at 802 West 8th here in Coffeyville. Our number is 620-236-6930. So just in review, we have an open house today.
11 to 1.
That's right. And we just want to welcome everybody. We're going to have treats. We're going to have giveaways and prizes and stuff like that. So come in and introduce yourself. And we'll be glad to see you. We have a new radio show Monday morning, the same time that we have this one. And we'd love for you to tune in, text us those questions that you might have, comments or ideas. And then finally, the Veterans event is coming up the 26th, 7th, and 8th of August. So from 9, so I think breakfast is at 9.
9 to 4. And it's free, Charlie. There's not a charge for it.
That's right.
There's not a charge. And, you know, maybe you are a friend of a vet, and you can't get that vet to come. Well, you could at least come in and say, hey, what could I do to help this guy? And that might be something that you could do even if you're not a veteran.
That's right.
If you have a friend that's a veteran and you feel like that they could use some help, come and talk to the people that are there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you so much again for coming in today. We always enjoy seeing you, and we will see you again on Monday. So I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and we look forward to seeing you guys on Monday.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning.